This next exercise will sharpen your awareness of the rhythm of words in messages and will give you further practice on word reductions. Instructions. Repeat each unit as it is presented in the pause provided. First, each word will be said in its stressed or complete form. Then, the word will be stressed in a sentence. Finally, the word will be reduced in another sentence to illustrate its normal usage. Notice the contrast in both the rhythm and the meaning between each version of the keyword in the sentences. Repeat each in the pause provided.
And I'll tell you something else. Jean and Beth are coming.
As if I didn't already know that. Mine is as good as his.
At 9 o'clock, I want to watch a movie. He's at the store.
Had. I had to do it. They had already seen the movie.
Would you please hurry? I would have come.
Will. She will do it. The day will get hotter.
Are you sure? Where are the boys?
Or, here's something else to consider. Was it 2 or 3 months ago?
For what purpose? Is this for me?
Have you thought this through? I have to go now.
You can do it. Can you go tonight?
That is not what I meant. She said that she'd be late.
Some people just can't be trusted. I'd like some more.
You can't do that. They said you weren't home. The Basic Consonant System of American English. Introduction. This section covers the basics of producing American English consonants. Many of the consonants are already familiar to you because they are pronounced the same in both your native language and in English. Others don't exist in your first language and will be completely unfamiliar to you. A third group of English consonants bears a close resemblance to sounds in your native language, but the pronunciation varies significantly. These pronunciation variations are often the most difficult to hear and imitate, yet they have a great impact on word recognition. The first segment of this unit will introduce the IPA symbols for consonants. Then, a consonant classification system will be presented to help you identify accurate production of the consonants. Finally, a description of each of the consonants in American English will guide you in practicing the consonant word lists at the end of the unit. When you have completed this portion of the program, you will know the correct pronunciation of each consonant. Continued practice will be necessary to establish accurate pronunciation. As you work through this unit of the program, it is important to follow through on what you've learned about vowels and word-level intonation. Throughout the program, as new material is presented, focus on correcting yourself for the new elements first. Then, when you feel you can rely on your ear to tell you when you are practicing correctly, begin to listen to the accuracy of the whole word, the vowels, the intonation, and the consonants. The basic concepts. The phonetic symbols for consonants are listed in Table 2. Remember that they are taken from the International Phonetic Alphabet, IPA, and that each symbol has exactly one sound associated with it. Column 1 gives the IPA sound symbol. Column 2 gives the pronunciation versions seen in dictionaries. Column 3 shows the spellings possible for that consonant in English. Column 4 gives an example word containing the key consonant. You will need to learn some of these symbols. However, many will be the same as the alphabet symbols you are already familiar with.
Instructions. Follow along now in Table 2 in your book as the phonetic symbols for consonants are presented. Repeat each sound and example word in the pause provided. Pay particular attention to the sounds whose symbols differ from the regular alphabet symbols. Look at the variety of spellings that are possible for each consonant sound in English. These are the phonetic symbols for the consonants of American English. The first phonetic symbol is represented by the letter W and is pronounced W as in the word will. Repeat W, will. The letter M symbol is pronounced M, as in the word my. Repeat, my. The letter P symbol is pronounced p, as in the word pie. Repeat, pie. The letter B symbol is pronounced b, as in the word buy. Repeat, b, buy. The letter F symbol is pronounced f, as in the word fine. Repeat, f, fine. The letter V symbol is pronounced v, as in the word very. Repeat, v, very. The next symbol is not an alphabet letter symbol, so be sure to look in your book. It is pronounced th, as in the word think. The next phonetic symbol is also not an alphabet symbol, and it is pronounced th, as in the word there. Repeat, th, there. The letter N symbol is pronounced n, as in the word no. Repeat, n, no. The letter L symbol is pronounced l, as in the word love. Repeat, l, love. The letter T symbol is pronounced t, as in the word tie. Repeat, t, tie. The letter D symbol is pronounced d, as in the word die. Repeat, d, die. The letter J symbol is pronounced y, as in the word you. Repeat, y, you. The letter S symbol is pronounced s, as in the word so. Repeat, s, so. The letter Z symbol is pronounced z, as in the word zero. Repeat, z, zero. The next symbol is represented as an elongated S, pronounced sh, as in the word she. Repeat, sh, she. The next symbol looks like a Z with a tail. It is pronounced zh, as in the word pleasure. Repeat zh, pleasure. The next symbol is represented by a T plus that elongated S symbol. It is pronounced ch, as in the word chair. Repeat ch, chair. The next symbol is a D plus the Z with a tail. It is pronounced j, as in the word jail. Repeat j, jail. The letter R symbol is pronounced r, as in the word rabbit. Repeat r, rabbit. The letter K symbol is pronounced k, as in the word kiss. Repeat, k, kiss. The letter G symbol is pronounced g, as in the word give. Repeat, g, give. The next symbol is the letter N with a tail. It is pronounced ing, as in the word ring. Repeat, ing, ring. The letter H symbol is pronounced h, as in the word hi. Repeat h, hi. Again, be sure to note those symbols which are not the traditional alphabet letter symbols. Refer to your book to familiarize yourself with this consonant chart. At this time, we suggest you stop the cassette portion of the program in order to continue the introductory section on consonant production. Review and familiarize yourself with the IPA symbols just introduced. Then, learn and practice the features of place, manner, and voicing under the heading Consonant Classification. When you have completed this portion, return to the cassette program for the individual consonant drills in the section entitled Consonant Word Lists. The more familiar you are with the introductory material, the more successful you will be in correctly producing the consonants on tape. Now, turn to the basic consonant system of American English in your book and begin your review.
Consonant Word Lists. The remainder of this unit is devoted to extensive word-level practice for each of the consonant sounds. The individual consonant word lists begin with a description of the sound. A cutaway view of the mouth showing the position of the articulators for each consonant is presented alongside the description. Pronunciation variations and production hints are also presented at the beginning of each list. Note, in all cases, we have attempted to present the most common pronunciation of a word. However, there may be regional variations of some words that are equally acceptable. If you are doubtful about any word, go with the popular pronunciation in your area. Instructions. Listen to the consonant description first. Then, repeat each word from the list in the pause provided. The words will be grouped by their key vowel sound. We will be practicing the words in columns 1 and 3. The additional word lists will offer you more variety for practice sessions without the cassettes.
Let's begin with the W sound, as in the words will and what. Consonant description. This is a voiced sound. The lips are round. Start the voice just before bringing the lips apart. If your teeth touch the edges of either upper or lower lip, an incorrect sound similar to a V could result. Now repeat each word in the pause provided. We.
Wisdom.
Wait.
Went.
Wax.
Want.
One.
Walk.
Whoa.
Wood.
Wound.
Wound.
Wife.
Weary.
Wary.
Warrior.
Word.
Unwieldy.
Sandwich.
Away.
Candle wax.
Awash.
Someone.
Underwater.
Awoke.
Rosewood.
Woozy.
Unwound.
A while.
Aware.
Award.
Unworthy. Checkpoint. Are you using a falling inflection in each word?